Chopin is credited with originating the modern piano style. The music of this fine romantic composer is featured in the 22nd season of the El Paso Chopin Festival to provide an opportunity for residents and visitors to hear the piano played with unsurpassed elegance, power, and expression. The 22nd season of El Paso Chopin Festival promises to be another year of musical excellence, returning once again with several free performances. Here to tell us all about it are Dr. Lucy Scarborough and Joyce Whiteside. Welcome to State of the Arts.
Well, thank you. Appreciate it.
Dr. Scarborough, 22 years you've been doing this.
Exactly.
And what inspired you to do this?
Well, it was an inspiration that I received many, many years ago. You know, I'm from a family of 10. And so my mother encouraged us to play the piano, every one of us. And
all 10 of you play the piano?
Well, to a degree. Some of them didn't want to do it. But anyway, beside that is that we had to play whether we wanted to or not. And I just played because I had to until I heard the music of Frédéric Chopin. And I fell in love and stayed to this day in love with his music.
How old were you when you discovered Chopin?
About 12.
And that was it?
That was it. And then I listened to who became my teacher, is Maurice Lichtman. He recorded, and I'll always remember, on a Wednesday afternoon, and the teachers knew about my love for Chopin and the music, so they'd let me out of school early to hear Maurice Lichtman play. And then my mother had me study with him. And then the first thing he did was give me all the Chopin etudes of all things, and I was bound and determined to learn them. That's what the story of my life is, just all Chopin, not all Chopin. I love all the composers, but he's one who inspired me. His music inspired me to love all the rest of them.
Is it the romanticism of
yes,
it?
Yes, I think it was it.
Just dreamy.
Yeah.
And were you? I guess romantic sounds like a weird word as a child, but it's that wanderlust.
Right.
It's that.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That wonderment, really.
Right. Yes. In other words, we had to play all composers, but Chopin's music just appealed to me very much.
Mm-hmm. And Joyce, you're a master appreciator, kind
oh,
of the,
yes.
the woman that helps make this happen.
That's right. I've always loved good music. And I joined the committee many years ago. I've been with the committee 21 years. And it's one that I, you know, have really appreciated being with, because I can see the uplifting, unifying, and healing effects that this beautiful music has on people. I know that it's something I turn to all the time myself. I have to have a dose of good music every day to feel, you know, really alive and peaceful and
I think that's a general
uplifted
rule, don't you?
Yeah.
I feel like
mm-hmm.
that could be written in. Listen
yes.
to good music yeah. every day and mm-hmm. life will be good.
Exactly.
And Joyce did say in our last interview, there's something spiritual about it.
Oh, very
is
spiritual.
That,
yes, definitely.
Chopin's music knows no barriers of nation or culture. Mm-hmm. All cultures love his music. And he's still great today. They're still putting flowers on his at his cemetery in France.
Now, both of you might experience, I don't know what this feeling is called, but it's when you hear good music and there's that tingle that happens.
Mm-hmm.
That's when you know it's genuinely moving.
It's what mm-hmm. happened to me.
Exactly.
Right.
Yes. And mm-hmm. once you experience
exactly.
that, then you know, okay.
Yeah. So when you see the people leaving a concert or even during intermission, you look at the faces of people. They're aglow. They're simply aglow. And I'm talking about children as well as adults, as well as older people, young, disabled, poor, you name it. All of us are in there together as one when we go to the concerts.
It's a saying, through music we live forever.
Mm-hmm.
It's ageless.
Yeah,
exactly.
So let's talk about the festival you have planned for us, because you have brought some phenomenal performers. And you're going to start it off next Saturday with Eric Zuber. Will you tell us about him?
First, I'd like to say that to repeat that we are having three piano concerts. And the first one is on Saturday, September the 17th. All the concerts are held at the Chamizal Memorial Theater. All of them are at 7 o'clock, all of them on Saturdays, and all of them are free.
Which is important,
mm-hmm.
because you all pull this off every year, 22 years, and mm-hmm. to be able to have these concerts for free for our
That's
community
right.
is a
That's
really
right.
big deal.
And it's due to the sponsorship of the El Paso Community College and the El Paso Chopin Piano Festival Society. They have administrators who are very arts oriented, and they support us, and they really care a lot about what we do. To go on to the concerts, this year as piano concert begins with pianist Eric Zuber. And as I say again, it's next Saturday. He has actually established himself as one of the leaders of a new generation of American pianists. And I can't tell you how many medals he received, but winner of the gold medals at Hilton Head in Boysendorfer International Piano Competition, recipient of the Gina Bachauer Award and the Artur Rubinstein Prize by the Juilliard School of Music. They gave it to him because of his outstanding achievements.
And how do you recruit such musicians, Joyce?
Well, Dr. Scarborough does, but I'll tell you right now, a lot of people have been contacting her because El Paso is one of the favorite places to come. And Dr. Scarborough is very discerning. She really selects carefully top musicians that will come and perform in El Paso. But we have musicians from the past that want to come back, right?
Yes. I think the reason why they're willing to come is I'm one of the judges of the International Chopin Competition.
Nice to look at the judge in the eye here and there.
So right. I've been a judge of the prestigious competition in 05, 010, and 015. And so I think that has a little bit of...
It might have a little something to do with it.
Because we do it just to help them out. For instance, we'll tell them that we also will sell their CDs. We don't collect a bit for it because we want them. They get enough, but not very much. But then we say, every one of your CDs, we will take care of them, and you will get 100% of whatever is procured.
And Joyce, you said something about El Paso audience, because I do think at any level, all musicians seem to experience this appreciation.
There's
from their
quite
audience.
A synergy that takes place between the musician and the audience. The audience here is very uninhibited. I mean, they will shout bravo at the end and stand up and cheer and want encore after encore. And it's so obvious to the musician how highly appreciated they are. And so the more they feel that energy, well, the more they too seem to put in and emote into their music.
Absolutely.
And it just becomes a beautiful creation. Not the same as listening to a CD. You don't get that same kind of positive.
There's a give and take, for sure.
The positive energy is amazing. It really is.
Now, let's talk about Alex Beyer. He's going to be playing on Saturday, October 21st.
Mm-hmm.
What
well, Alex Beyer is, and again.
I wish you could see the glow in her eyes. Something changed.
Yeah. Well, he was a 2016 bronze medalist of the Queen Elizabeth competition. And incidentally, I saw it last night on his website. And we'll see the full orchestra at the Queen Elizabeth competition where he won the bronze. This is nothing. And when you win something like that, you had to go through so much. Mm-hmm. You know, and the competition is just unbelievable. And he was in the finalist in 212 in the Gina Bachauer competition and the U.S. President Scholar in the Arts. And so when I say that, I've said a lot, but I think that the people are going to experience what Alex Beyer is. There's something about their person that comes over.
Mm-hmm.
The audience will tell me, I love this person, because he gave to the audience. And I have him set up a little bit different from the old school, so they're more personal on stage. In the old school, we were supposed to just go on stage, don't say a word, just play your piece, go off, and that's it. But I asked him, would you like to say a few words? And that helps a lot because I have to explain everything that Chopin did. Of course, I'm a composer myself, and so it helps me to understand what they're going through.
Well,
so.
Speaking of you, you will be performing on Saturday, October 15th. Are you able to tell us what piece you're going to play for us?
Well, I always ask the other pianists, what do you want to play? So I already know what they're going to play because they have to send the program. And then we negotiate, and I said, well, you want to play this one? And so whatever they don't play, because I love all Chopin. I don't care what they reject. I'll do it. I'll play it. And so I play a lot of the things that they don't put down for themselves, because then also some of my students request that I play certain things. Every year I find myself playing about three of the same things because students request it. If they request it and I say they can, then I stick to it. I don't care if I've played 500 times, because every time I play the same composition, it's new.
Well, and mm-hmm. somebody's learning something from it, right? I mean, you right. know that it's having a genuine effect mm-hmm. on
It's
someone.
Always new to me and mm-hmm. exciting, never boring. I always see it's a masterwork. Mm-hmm. When you're working with masters, you see them in a new light each time that you see them or play them.
And you hear something mm-hmm. new each time.
Oh, mm-hmm. yes. And it's always reacting and experiencing that thrill you had in the first place, you know.
Well, we are almost done with our interview, so we need to get the who's and what's. How do people get tickets to the show? I know that they're free, but you probably want to get them in advance or get there early. How
yes.
does it work?
We recommend people be there, you know, at least by 6:30. That's when the doors to the Chamoiselle will open. And we have some chamber music playing and everything to make it pleasant while people wait. If they come at 6 o'clock, they can get in. And they can get in line, and they can still get the best seats because, of course, they're the early birds. It's
right.
free seating. You just sit wherever you want. But if you get there at 6:30, you will be able to go in and, you know, go in the auditorium and have a half hour, and you'll enjoy everything as you come in. But it starts promptly at 7 o'clock. And if you come at 7 o'clock and the doors are shut, well, then it means
that's it.
Waiting. Yeah, that's it. You won't be able to go in.
Okay, so Chopin Festival kicks off mm-hmm. Saturday, September 17th. That's next week.
Mm-hmm.
All the performances are at 7 p.m. at the Chamoiselle Memorial, and they are free, so get mm-hmm. there early.
Mm-hmm.
We'll catch you there. We have a show Saturday, September 17th, Saturday, October 1st, and Saturday, October 15th, featuring Dr. Lucy Scarborough. I can't thank you ladies enough for all the work you do. 22 years of a festival mm-hmm. is quite the commitment.
Mm-hmm.
And we thank you for doing that. And we look forward to seeing the Chopin Festival.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you for helping us.
Today, my guests have been Dr. Lucy Scarborough and Joyce Whiteside from the Chopin Piano Festival. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.